This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, this was crazy. If you've seen the video of the crash in Toronto, just nuts.
As we made our descent and made touchdown, it was just a very forceful event where all of a sudden everything just kind of went sideways. And then next thing I know is kind of a blink and I'm upside down, still strapped in.
I can't believe that everyone survived that. It's really, really incredible when you look at the video. In particular, Michael Boyd is an aviation analyst and president of the Boyd Group International. He is a great expert on all of these things. Hi, Michael. Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Honored to be here, sir.
Well, what is the best guess as to what happened? Well, maybe I should start this. Have you ever seen anything like that before? Because I hadn't. How about you?
No, it looks like from afar that the right main landing gear collapsed on landing. But I will point this out. Those things happen because these things are built by the hand of man. Machinery breaks. But it shows just how safe air travel really is because everybody got off that airplane alive due to the crew. So this might look like, oh, my God, what's wrong with air service or air transportation? It shows just how much safer it is today than it was 20 years ago.
Well, I think you have a good point there. Just from the perspective we were kind of talking at the beginning of the show, we can all put ourselves in the position of, okay, here we're getting ready to land. I was just on an airplane a few weeks ago. You make sure your seatbelt's on. The trays are in the upright position. And these passengers seemingly thought it was going to be just normal, and all of a sudden, there's a bumpy landing. They see flames. Some of them even said they could feel the flames outside of the aircraft, Michael.
Yeah, it's very interesting. But what happened was you have those people on the airplane called flight attendants. And I'm biased because I've had a flight attendant department. My mother was a flight attendant. I've worked with a flight attendant. But they knew exactly what to do when. And they got the people off the airplane upside down. That's why we're safer than we have been ever before.
So is it too early then to talk about what might have caused this? There's been some theories about high winds on the ground. I heard one pilot earlier saying something about the angle that the plane was coming in was a little steeper than maybe he expected. Any thoughts on any of that?
No, not really. I was just concerned that the Canadian authorities came out and said the runway was fine. There were no weather conditions at all. But we do know there were some gusty winds there. So I'm not sure what's going on with the folks up in Toronto and Ottawa on this one. But we know this, that something went wrong with that airplane. It's a mechanical piece of machinery, and when it did, everybody got off. That's the alpha and the omega of this one.
Yeah, obviously, one of the things I think that concerns people, and this does not include me, I think it's very safe to fly in airplanes, but you know how the public reaction is. They see all these things back-to-back, and they start questioning this.
Yeah, and the only thing that is consistent in all this, they all were machines with wings, but beyond that, they have very little in common. I mean, a hospital flight going down, that's one thing. A small airplane up in Alaska. None of these things have any connection whatsoever other than they were airplanes. But as far as a consumer is concerned, getting on an airplane out at Lambert, hey, take your boarding pass, get on, go see grandma.
Well, let's kind of take you back to a couple weeks ago, because I know how busy you were, but look, 67 people aboard that crash in D.C. passed away, and the helicopter pilots and crew as well. I think there was some information that might have leaked out a little bit last week, but do we have any better handle on what exactly happened during that incident?
No, it's very clear that our air traffic control system did not work. Our air traffic control system is there to keep airplanes from running into each other. We had two flying machines that happened. So we go back to what happened that did not separate those two flying machines. And that's going to be the alpha and the omega of it. And again, we're back at the situation where maybe someone didn't hear something, people make mistakes, that sort of thing. But we did have an air traffic control system that just did not work.
And I guess what they were saying last week is maybe they described it as bad information on the altitude from their altimeter, where one pilot, this is from ABC News account, one pilot said or thought they were at 400 feet, the other thought they were at 300 feet. Could it be simple as just human error and somebody thought the wrong thing?
Yeah, it is. And again, you know, standing from afar, I just have a problem having helicopters that close to landing airplanes where they're going to be 300 feet apart. That's a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And apparently that was the normal way of doing it, and we got away with it. So I think we have some issues there in terms of policy, because it's very rare to have an accident, but when we do, when we find out why, maybe we've dodged a lot of them. But in the case of Washington, that's a tragedy, and we know there was a problem with the system that manages airplanes. That's what's got to be fixed.
So, Michael, one other question about just the overall safety at airports, not in the air, but even on the ground, because one of the things I think that is maybe somewhat concerning is just the level of staffing and all these other things that kind of came out in the aftermath. Now, we still have a lot of questions about that, but you've had a lot of near misses and other things. Even the day before the helicopter crash, there was a near miss in D.C. There was another one, I think, even last week or a couple of weeks ago in Seattle as well. Any thoughts on that and how concerned we should be about all that stuff?
We should be very, very concerned about it. There should be no near misses per se. And we do know that our air traffic control system has been mismanaged. The FAA has been mismanaged because it's been run by politicians. I think those things are going to get addressed going forward. But, yeah, we shouldn't have those things happening. And it's the people on the pointy end of the airplane, the pilots, that are keeping us safe when those things do happen, because they're usually the ones that say, whoa, we ain't going to do this.
Yeah, no so, kidding.
Again, we do have, and again, keep in mind, pilots unions, they might be nasty across the bargaining table, but the rest of the time, they're safety organizations, and they're helping to keep us safe.
Michael Boyd, always great to have your expertise. I really appreciate you joining us this afternoon. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I just wanted to throw this in just because we had this audio from Friday and we had the roundtable and we did some, you know, fun stuff before he left for the weekend. But this was the NTSB chair that came out with this announcement on Friday afternoon.
CVR data from the Black Hawk indicated that the portion of the transmission stating the CRJ was circling may not have been received by the Black Hawk crew. We hear the word circling in ATC communications, but we do not hear the word circling on the CVR of the Black Hawk. 20 seconds before impact, a radio transmission from the tower was audible on both CVRs, asking the Black Hawk crew if the CRJ was in sight. A radio transmission from the tower was audible on both CVRs, directing the Black Hawk to pass behind the CRJ. The portion of the transmission that stated pass behind the may not have been received by the Black Hawk crew. Now, we're confident with the radio altitude of the Black Hawk at the time of the collision that was 278 feet. But I want to caution that does not mean that's what the Black Hawk crew was seeing. We will issue an urgent safety recommendation if we see that something needs to be acted on immediately. We won't wait till the end of the investigation. Aviation is the safest mode of transportation.
Okay, well, she kind of gets into the weeds there at the end, but I wanted the explanation, which I don't know if that helps you or not. I don't know if that helps you kind of put things together, but they may have missed the end of the radio communication. I mentioned to Michael Boyd that, you know, in the ABC account that I kind of pulled up, they were thinking that one pilot might have thought that it was a different altitude. I have no idea, and I don't know if we're going to get to dial in on this more than we have, but good Lord. The basic question, this was raised, you know, that night. Why in the world are helicopters flying training missions like that there at that airport?
Yeah, that, wow. But if they didn't hear that the plane was up. But wouldn't there be instruments don't show you? I am not knowledgeable enough to talk about it.
It's still very, very confusing. And, you know, one of the theories that was offered in the aftermath was, were they and I didn't hear any of this in that description from the NTSB chair, but were their eyes focused on something else? Maybe at the same time the radio transmissions were telling them this, they were seeing something that they thought was referring to that helicopter, or I'm sorry, that airplane, but it was a different airplane. That was one of the theories that they had at that time. Hey, because we got Cusimano coming up here, so I might ordinarily save this for the next segment, but we didn't, you know, meet with Frank yesterday. We didn't have him on the air, so we're going to do a little makeup here this afternoon with spring training underway and the Four Nations face-off hockey tournament as well. But I wanted to did you see She Can't Go Away? I have some audio from Kamala Harris.
Oh, no.
And she went to Broadway, and she was talking to a bunch of the performers, the actors and the actresses. And honest to God, Sue, this is going to flash back to like September, October when she finally started talking to people. I have no idea what she's saying. And basically, that's why I want to use the audio, because I want to see if you have any idea what she's saying. I don't even think the people who hear some of the people listen to the ones that react to her. They're like, They don't know either.
When we think about like these moments where we see things that are being taken. Mm-hmm. But also, let's see it as, you know, nature abhors a vacuum. So where there's a vacancy, then let's fill it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's fill that vacancy.
Right?
What?
Yeah.
And let's know that the reality is that the progress of our nation has always been about the expansion of rights, not the restriction of rights.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a U-turn right now, I think. Mm-hmm. For those rights to be maintained, which means we have to be vigilant, and it's just the nature of it.
Yeah, they had no idea.
They have nothing. What are you saying?
Well, thank God you're not president. That's all I would say. And then on the Democrats, we always love Senator Kennedy from Louisiana. I still have never had him on the air. I've tried.
You have?
Yeah. He's a national guy. He goes national, right? Right, with his wordsmithing. And there's what he said about Democrats. He's got some advice for Kamala and her party.
In terms of the Democrats, I've got a lot of friends who are Democrats, and they haven't asked me for advice. But if I did, I'd tell them, look, you just got to try harder not to suck. I mean, think about it. Over the past 4 years, the Democrats mismanaged Congress. They mismanaged COVID. They mismanaged the economy. They mismanaged inflation. They mismanaged the national debt. They mismanaged Afghanistan. More recently, in their opposition to President Trump and Mr. Musk, the Democrats have chosen to support the bureaucrats and the spending porn over the American taxpayer.
One of the things I love about Senator Kennedy, we go way back with using his, you know, one of the things I'll have to tell him if I ever meet him or if I have him on the air is he'll probably want to charge us a little bit of a fee for all of his, you know, sound bites that we've used. But let's just look at those 45 seconds that I just shared with you. And I don't think you can get a better explanation from some, you know, whiz political science professor at Harvard.
Because I see what you mean. He boils it down.
Yeah, he boiled it down pretty well there, didn't he?
Just like they support illegal immigration over the rule of law. Just like they support transgender athletes over women's sports. Just like they support Hamas terrorists over Israel.
Yep.
All Democrats are not like this, but the party is controlled right now by people who majored in online activism with a minor in puberty blocks.
That's true.
I know these people. They think women, they think men can breastfeed.
Yeah.
They're triggered by race. They cry if you use the wrong pronoun. And most fair-minded Americans look at this and they go, these people are about 10 exits past normal. And that's what's killing the Democrats right now, in my opinion.
It ain't that complicated. It's really not. But he's such a wordsmith, and we love Senator Kennedy. That's why we use him in the opens. Cusimano on a Tuesday afternoon, because we missed him yesterday, coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.